UNIDO's dual language charter school is in the flight path of Atlanta's airport. It looks like a growing number of America's public schools. It's a little run down, and its students are brown. A little more than half African American, just less than half Latino. 90% are on free or reduced lunch. But what's happening inside its pre-K through 8th grade classes is not typical of the U.S. or the South. That was second grade teacher John Rendon with his Latino and African American students making a joke that pretty much all the kids got. Speaking of African American kids who get Spanish, fourth grader Gabriela Washington is clearly amused by mine.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien.
But I want to test her a little more, so I ask her favorite subject.
Matemáticas.
¿Por qué?
Porque es muy fácil.
So you think it's easy, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I talked with other kids like Gabriela, some even younger, who were just as bilingual. In a mainly monolingual country where many black students face educational opportunity gaps, it surprises people.
To see an African-American child walk up to you and speak in fluent Spanish, it takes them off for a minute, but then they smile.
UNIDO's parent and PTA president, Tony McCreary.
Do you get weird looks or questions from friends of yours or just people in the community like, wait, your kids are learning science in Spanish?
Yeah, quite often. But then I also let them know, with my wife being Spanish, my kids are blackish. So this is what they need to learn.
But he's even more enthusiastic about benefits he sees for all the students.
Being a former college director of recruitment, I understand that if there's something different you can add onto your resume, then you say, okay, this kid attended a dual language school? Yeah, that's somebody we really want to look at and bring into our institution.
And research shows benefits not just for English speakers. Here's a counterintuitive concept. If you teach language minorities core subjects in their native language, they do better in school, including learning English. In other words, teaching, say, Latino students math in Spanish often leads to better overall performance and better English compared to kids in English immersion programs. UNIDO School academic coach and parent Jeannie Meyer sees it with native Spanish speakers and native English speakers.
If we immerse our students so that they can manage that language before going into content, they fall further behind. And students that learn in the language may start off with some lag, but eventually they catch up and they do really well versus having 2 or 3 years of nothing, only language.
The reasons kids eventually have better English after being taught core subjects in Spanish are complex. They have to do with brain development, having knowledge and concepts to attach words to, and getting language minorities to buy in. And Meyer says that includes parent involvement.
It's a lot easier for those parents to say, can I help you with something? I can do your bulletin board in Spanish because I can't do it in English.
The way schools teach in two languages varies, but basically students learn literacy and content in two languages with at least half their instruction in the non-dominant language. In the U.S., that's usually Spanish. The approach seems to be working for fifth grader and aspiring science teacher Melissa Padron, and maybe even for her parents.
Are you teaching them English at home?
I am, because my dad works at this company. Sometimes he gets like emails or letters and he asks me, what does it say? I help my mom and dad.
When you can help your own parents, how does that feel?
I technically feel like a mini teacher.
UNIDO School's test scores are decent, about average for the demographics. But kids are becoming bilingual, so dual language education is apparently not a zero-sum game. And of course, there are things standardized tests don't measure. Gabriela Washington tells me bilingual people get better paying jobs, and she wants to travel the world with an UNIDO's classmate.
My best friend is from Panama, and she says it's a really nice place.
For WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Dan Carson.